So I've been recording messages because I'm downloading them to the disk. And since I've been through the process of where I lost everything, I'm kind of rebuilding a lot of the stuff that I lost over 7 years. But I won't be able to rebuild everything, but I'm able to bring everything into a better synopsis. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to try to break this down. I'm going to take a drive to the house. I'm going to try to break it down to where anybody can get it if they want it. See, the problem is, how bad do you want to be free? How bad do you want to see through the game? It's very painful. The reason it's very painful is because we can see the evil outside, but what about the evil inside? See, the outside's a reflection. So the evil that you see outside is a reflection of the old Adam, the old evil heart. You got to have a new heart. Part of the process of blaming everybody else, blaming the system, blaming the Illuminati, blaming the Freemasons, blaming the Jesuits. They're only there because you want to believe a lie. They give you the lie that you want to believe. That's what the narcissist, psychopath, so they tell you what this is called, future faking. They tell you the lie that you want to believe. And you think, how do they read your mind? What are you talking about? The devil's been around forever. He already knows. It's really simple. He knows the basics of the human nature. He's observed. He's watched it over time. So the hive mind, the minions of the devil, they're just going to do what he tells them to do. They have to do it. They have to. It's not a maybe. They have to. Because he's their king. If they don't, they get tortured and punished and taken everything taken away. I mean, if you're under a king, you do what the king says. Even the Bible says for the believers, Hebrews chapter 12, God scourges every son he receives. If God spanks his own, and you're going to see the devil, he wants chaos. He wants you to destroy yourself. He wants insanity. So if you're insane to yourself, you're going to be insane around other people. And so the system is just a reflection of your old Adamic nature, the old Adam. If you can't admit that, you'll never be free. If you can't admit you're a sinner and your sin stinks to the high heaven, you'll never be free. Because that's what the Romans wrote is about. The book of Romans. You got to first admit you're a sinner. And I mean really mean it. I've seen people in my lifetime, they can quote the Roman roads, but then when you talk to them, they say, I never sinned. I got saved when I was 3 years old or 5 years old. I'm not a sinner. I got saved when I was five. Like, what? You're like shaking your head thinking, no wonder you think it's everybody else and you can't look in the mirror. It's not everybody else. It's us. When you yoke up with a narcissist, okay, if you've ever been tied to a narcissist, you have to ask yourself, why? The red flags were there. The red flags were there. Why did I want to believe the lie? Why did you want to believe the lie? The red flags were absolutely in your face. Why did you want to accept and drink the lie? If you ever dated or married a sociopath, the red flags were always there. You might not have known what it was. You couldn't verbalize, oh, this is a narcissist, sociopath. But you wanted it. It's what you wanted. this is not a perfect world. This is not heaven on earth. It can be in your inner man, but don't expect outside to be heaven on earth. It rains, it snows, it sleets, the wind blows. I mean, this is not heaven on earth. This is a birthing process moving you towards heaven. And so it doesn't matter if it's a church, it doesn't matter if it's a grocery store, it doesn't matter if it's a neighborhood, a city, a state, a country. This is not heaven. You know they're going to have sin in China, right? Russia is going to have sin. USA is going to have sin. There's sinners everywhere. Under the sine wave. How do you vibrate above the sine wave? You can't do it in your own power. The harder you try, the more likely, not even lightly, that absolute, the harder you try, you will drown eventually in your own power, in your own strength. You can't do it. Only Jesus alone can do it, and it's Christ in you. Seriously, the harder you try to keep the law, the worse you get. For real. It's built into the system that way. Because the law was only given you to draw you to Christ. So the harder you try to keep the law, you end up wanting to kill people. Religious nuts want to kill people. Born again people don't want to kill anybody. They want everybody to get free, the spirit walkers. But if you try to get under law, or create a religion, if I was going to create a religion, I'd create a religion of no sugar. My mantra for my religion would be, sugar is your enemy. Sugar is the devil. That would be my religion. But even if you create a religion and you try to, and people try to be good enough, they'll never reach it. They'll never attain it. They'll never get there. Because the reason is, the heart of man kind, the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. So what I was saying in another audio is, like, when you tie down to the earth plane in a marriage with somebody, you got to know that you're going to have to suffer with that person. Compassion. Communion. So when you quote unquote love somebody, you have compassion for them, right? C-O-M, passion. So you're together in passion. The word passion, if you unfold it, it actually means to endure suffering with a person. If you're willing to endure suffering with somebody in a marriage, if you're willing to, there, if you are and they are, that's a real marriage. But if one is and the other one isn't, that's just a one-way marriage. It don't work. It don't work. Everybody's running from pain. Everybody's running from responsibility. Everybody's running from sacrifice and suffering. And everybody's running, but they'll never be able to escape it because it's everywhere. And so when they get married, they think they're escaping the pain and the suffering and the worry and all that, but it's still there. They want to throw their pain onto somebody else. See, that's like a vampire. But what happens is, when you get married, if it was the real kind of marriage, you end up having more pain because not only you're suffering, but the other person's suffering. The other person's pain becomes your pain, so it multiplies. But if only one is willing to endure and the other is not, it usually breaks apart. Most of the time, marriages break apart because one or the other one's not willing to endure the pain, the suffering. It's just like God and man. When you're trying to get union back with God, It's an intertwining. It's a twisting and a turning and a twining, and it's gut wrenching because God is holy. Now in a marriage, you got two unholy people, two sinners living in the same house under the sunway, and so you're trying to learn to get along with each other, with the good and the bad. And so it's different with God. God is holy. God is immovable. He's not going to change. So when man's trying to get back to God, man is being changed. It's a covenant. So whenever you have a covenant, whether it's a marriage, whether it's covenant with God, there's going to be pain. There's going to be turning and stretching and twisting. And you're going to be pulled. Two oxen. So you have two oxen plowing a field, and they got this thing around their neck. I forgot what it's called. But anyway, put that thing around their neck, the yoke, I guess. Put the yoke around their neck, and as one turns their head, the other one turns their head. They're so connected, it's not even funny. As one turns, the other one turns. That's the way it is when you're tied in with God. When he says turn, you turn. If you don't want to turn, you're a backslidden heifer. He's going to scourge you. When God says turn this way, you turn. And if you don't, you're going to be scourged. And you don't, it don't have to be an audible voice. It could just be the spirit moving you to do something. It's like the wind. You can't see it, but the wind is blowing. So God pulls you, you go with him, or you suffer some pain. Who was it? Jacob got his hip out of joint. God knocked his hip out of joint. And so when you get married, or you yoke up with a job, or you yoke up with a business, or you change countries or cities or whatever it is, you yoke up with a bill, like you buy you an electric bike and you got to pay them payments. I'm using this for example because I've been thinking about an electric bike. And you got to pay them, whether I should buy one. You got to pay them monthly payments, and you're yoked up to that until you pay it off. And you always wonder, you think, how do people get married? They love each other, supposedly. It looks like it. And then one of them ends up, somebody's talking about somebody killed somebody, killed their spouse and kids. I don't know who it was, but said they saw that on the news today. I was in shock. It's like, why? Just walk away. And it goes back to the Amber Heard thing and the Johnny Depp thing. They never really loved each other. They don't even know what love is. They really didn't. They don't know what love is. Because love is it's a sacrificial redemptive system through and through because of the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And so the sacrificial love is not taught in school. It's not taught in anywhere. In families, it's not taught anywhere. If you tell somebody, hey, okay, so if you really want to get married to this person, do you love them enough to sacrifice for them, to die for them if you had to? And it's not just the man, it's both, you know, because it says husbands love your wives, Christ loved the church, okay? But actually, the man knows if the woman don't love him, she's not going to be willing to. Let's say you get married and you want to build a business. Is she willing to endure it? Is she willing to sacrifice to approach that goal? Most people don't want to sacrifice anything. It might take 2 years eating beans and rice to get to that goal, but most people are not willing to sacrifice or suffer or endure. It's a hard life, is my point. So back to what I was saying. You have to look at your own heart. When you look out at the system, the Illuminati's evil. The Freemasons are evil. The Jesuits, they're just giving you the lie that you want. That's all. If you want to believe it, hey, just ask. That's their saying. You want to join? Just ask. You need anything? Just ask. Just ask. How's that related to an anti-system? The Bible says to believe. It's just faith alone and Jesus alone. Receive Jesus into your heart by faith, the Bible says. Receive Christ by faith. And so the Freemasons will say, just ask. It's the same. It's the anti. Just ask, and you can have anything in this world. You can rise up in the pyramids. You can be a top singer, artist, dancer, whatever. But no, you have sold your soul to the devil. Just ask. You've yoked up with the devil. You can have anything you want. And it'll just flow. It'll just be easy. It'll be easy. You won't have to sacrifice or suffer or nothing. Just ask. But they don't realize they're tying in with the devil. They're tying in with a... a demonic system, the hive mind, and this hive mind, yeah, they all might say, well, I got a big family now because I'm in the hive. Yeah, but they all hate it. Eventually, they all hate each other, and they know each other's evil, and so they're yoked up together, and they know they got an evil heart. It's just like the Borg hive on Star Trek. They're dead. They're dead in trespass sins, so they know they'll throw each other under the bus. They never find real love. And so the real love is not there. So that's why even the hive, they'll try to yoke up with the saved. The goats want to yoke up with the sheep. Why? Because they feel that real love from a sheep. And because it's from God, you know. But the sad part is if they get in there, they defile it. Because they can't. They don't have love, so they can't give love, and they just defile the ship. So they join up. It doesn't matter if it's a business or a marriage or whatever. They join up with the ship, and they defile the ship because it's not real. They defile everything. They don't have the spiritual unction, the unction to do it. They might want to do right, but they can't. There's nothing in there. There's no power. There's no self-love. There's no self-acceptance. It's all about trying to project false identities, it's just messed up. It's a vampire system. That's why I call it the death cult. So it's a death cult. You're born into the death cult, and it's worldwide. And it has to be worldwide because the system, it's a system. And if you look the word up, stratagem. The devil has a strategy for everything. It's a supernatural strategy. Stratagem. And so the strategy is to keep you in Babylon. And if you start to escape, to bring you back and to give you another box, this Babylon. And to keep you escaping Babylon, and if you get saved, it's okay. So you like Solomon. So what happened with Solomon? He had 1,000 concubines that took him into idolatry. The idolatry is there to take away your power. So if the devil can't stop you from leaving Babylon or getting saved, he wants to take away your power. So you can't pull anybody else out of Babylon. It's the same game every day, all the time, every conversation. Either somebody's trying to make you into a copy of them, or they're trying to make you into a copy of Jesus. If they're in Babylon, they're trying to get you to think like the world. That's why the music, I don't listen to it. It's all Babylon. I don't care what station it is. I don't care if it's rock and roll, country, or rap, or whatever. Rock. Goes back to the rock. See, they're mocking the rock. Country music's just as bad as any of them. Because what does country music do? It makes you depressed. My dog died. I can tell you every country music song. My dog died. My car broke down, everything's bad. And people who listen to that every day, you talk to them and they speak like a country song. They're under an AI program of the country music doctrine. Seriously. For real. Not even joking.